Project update. Building of the structures and road surfaces which form the underpass has been completed and the tunnel is now open. Work on the National War Memorial Park is underway. Overview of the second field trip. Strength and resilience was a key part of this field trip, with steel reinforcement and concrete pouring well underway. You met Russell Schoons to see what sort of temporary structures had to be built on site before the concrete was poured. Cole Mayering described how the tunnel was being built strong enough to withstand a 1,000 in 2,500 year earthquake. You met Hatuts Win and heard how the team is planning to move the Home of Compassion crash in one piece to become part of the National War Memorial Park. Historian Matthew Tonks gave a rundown of why the historic crash is being preserved and included as part of the Memorial Park. You saw how stormwater and groundwater has been managed with GIS mapping and smart drainage design. Catherine Hayes shared her thoughts on what it is like working in the construction industry. You met construction manager Steve Croft, who gave you an overview of how all the teams within the Memorial Park Alliance are organised. You visited Mount Cook School and found out how the students have been involved with this construction project. What's happening now? The tunnel opened to traffic a month early. The first cars entered the tunnel late on the night of Sunday, 28th of September 2014. The day before, an estimated 10,000 people walked through the tunnel during an open day. It is called the Arras Tunnel, named after a French town where the New Zealand Tunnelling Company served from November 1916. Their role was to extend an existing tunnel system towards the German lines and create new tunnels capable of housing nearly 20,000 men. The tunnel is lined with decorative poppies to symbolise New Zealanders who lost their lives in the First World War. Construction of the terraced park, memorials, open spaces, walkways and vehicle routes, which will be the Memorial Park, has started. The park will be open in time for Anzac Day 2015, the centenary of the Gallipoli landings in the First World War.